Again for HC, in work and in play. That love is all there is all we know of love. It is enough. The freight should be proportioned to the groove. Emily Dickinson. Part 1. Sick Kids. 1. Before Mazur invented himself as Mazur, he was Samson Mazur. And before he was Samson Mazur, M-A-Z-E-R, he was Samson Mazur, M-A-S-U-R. A change of two letters that transformed him from a nice, ostensibly Jewish boy to a professional builder of worlds. And for most of his youth, he was Sam, S-A-M, on the Hall of Fame of his grandfather's Donkey Kong machine, but mainly Sam. On a late December afternoon, in the waning 20th century, Sam exited a subway car and found the artery to the escalator clogged by an inert mass of people who were gaping at a station advertisement. Sam was late. He had a meeting with his academic advisor that he had been postponing for over a month, but that everyone agreed absolutely needed to happen before winter break. Sam didn't care for crowds, being in them, or whatever foolishness they tended to enjoy en masse. But this crowd would not be avoided. He would have to force his way through it if he were to be delivered to the above-ground world. Sam wore an elephantine navy wool peacoat that he had inherited from his roommate, Marks, who had bought it freshman year from the Army-Navy surplus store in town. Marks had left it moldering in its plastic shopping bag just short of an entire semester before Sam asked if he might borrow it. That winter had been unrelenting, and it was an April nor'easter. April, what madness these Massachusetts winters! That finally wore Sam's pride down enough to ask Marks for the forgotten coat. Sam pretended that he liked the style of it, and Marks said that Sam might as well take it, which is what Sam knew he would say. Like most things purchased from the Army-Navy surplus store, the coat emanated mold, dust, and the perspiration of dead boys. And Sam tried not to speculate why the garment had been surplused. But the coat was far warmer than the windbreaker he had brought from California his freshman year. He also believed that the large coat worked to conceal his size. The coat, its ridiculous scale, only made him look smaller and more childlike. That is to say, Sam Mazur, at age 21, did not have a build for pushing and shoving. And so, as much as possible, he weaved through the crowd, feeling somewhat like the doomed amphibian from the video game Frogger. He found himself uttering a series of excuse me's that he did not mean. A truly magnificent thing about the way the brain was coded, Sam thought, was that it could say excuse me while meaning screw you. Unless they were unreliable or clearly established as lunatics or scoundrels, characters in novels, movies, and games were meant to be taken at face value, the totality of what they did or what they said. But people, the ordinary, the decent, and basically honest, couldn't get through the day without that one indispensable bit of programming that allowed you to say one thing and mean, feel, even do another.
Can't you go around?
A man in a black and green macrame hat yelled at Sam. Excuse me, Sam said.
Damn it, I almost had it.
A woman with a baby in a sling muttered as Sam passed in front of her. Excuse me, Sam said. Occasionally, someone would hastily leave, creating gaps in the crowd. The gaps should have been opportunities of escape for Sam, but somehow they immediately filled with new humans, hungry for diversion. He was nearly to the subway's escalator when he turned back to see what the crowd had been looking at. Sam could imagine reporting the congestion in the train station, and Mark saying, "Weren't you even curious what it was? There's a world of people and things if you can manage to stop being a misanthrope for a second." Sam didn't like Mark's thinking of him as a misanthrope, even if he was one. And so, he turned. That was when he espied his old comrade, Sadie Green. It wasn't as if he hadn't seen her at all in the intervening years. They had been habitués of science fairs, the Academic Games League, and numerous other competitions, oratory, robotics,